Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's Jean LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last crunch berry.
No!
No one steals my crunch berries.
I think you mean my crunch berries. Choose your own crunch venture with Cap'n Crunch.
I mean, here's a guy that criticizes everybody, whoever they take. He's got the answers to who you should take and who you shouldn't take. And all of a sudden, he's an expert. He's in our paper 2 days ago telling us who we have to take.
The 2024 NFL Draft is finally done. Joe DeLeon, Ryan Roberts here to recap the full draft. And we're each going to share two teams that we thought had the best drafts in the entire class. Ryan, I'm going to start us off here. Kansas City Chiefs, we talked about in our day three favorite picks. Two guys, their whole class is reminiscent of what we have applauded them for. Being patient, understanding guys that fit the scheme, that fit their culture, that are going to work maybe not even just this season, but in a couple of seasons, they can hit on the upside. They got Xavier Worthy in the first round, who is the fastest man ever at the combine. I don't think he'll ever really be like Tyreek Hill productive, but if he is a 900-yard guy for multiple years and maybe he cracks 1,000 a couple of those seasons in his career, Andy Reid's going to figure out a way to use his speed. Kingsley Sowmaatea could start at right tackle for them, and if he doesn't, he's got the upside. A couple of years could end up taking over. Love the traits, and we both were really high on what he could project as in a couple of seasons, the cousin of Penei Sewell. Jared Wiley, unbelievable that this is the eventual replacement for Travis Kelce. Some similarities that can be seen there. He is going to be a weapon up the seam for Patrick Mahomes. And then we also talked really highly of Jaden Hicks, who is the right guy for Steve Spagnuolo to use as a versatile blitzing weapon. Lastly, I liked the addition of Hunter Norzad, who could be a nice backup for Creed Humphrey, as this team has dealt with some injuries at offensive line and had some inconsistencies there. He could be a nice backup piece.
I'm surprised you haven't been pumping your chest a little bit about the Hunter Norzad thing, man, because you were pretty early on Hunter Norzad. You're pretty early on.
Yeah, but that was an RPM pick, so like it was one of those things where I was going to go crazy. But yeah, I did. I think it was like week three or something like that. I was like, hey, this Norzad kid's going to be a day three kid who's might even start for a team depending on who takes him. So I nailed that one.
Joe, I don't think we've ever talked about Kingsley Sumite also jumping out of a pool. Have we talked about that one? Have you seen that video at this point?
We have not talked about that. Have you seen it? I've seen the video.
My guy's 326 pounds, Joe, and he's jumping out of a pool.
Tristan Wirfs.
That's all I have to say. That's my comment on that. Like, it's absolutely insane. Yeah. Sorry, I had to mute myself for a second because my dog was scratching the carpets for whatever reason. Dogs love to scratch carpets, man. idiots. Can I go to a team that is in the same division, same conference? Okay. Mm-hmm. Team that has been chasing and a team that we keep helping up every single year as a collective, right? The Los Angeles Chargers. It's going to be their year, Joe. It's going to be their year. We've been talking about that for the last 3 years. Well, we have a new era of Los Angeles Chargers. Okay. We have a new era of Jim Harbaugh. We have a new era of offensive identity. And that offensive identity was established very early on in this class. Number five overall, not trading back, not moving, not taking a wide receiver. Where did they go, Joe? Jim Harbaugh's favorite position. Mm. Outside of quarterback, I guess, since he played quarterback. Offensive tackle. Physical offensive lineman. Joe Alt to be a bookend with Rashawn Slater. He comes back at number 34 overall in the second round and gets Ladd McConkey, who I think is one of the highest floor receivers in this class. Now, you have to replace Keenan Allen. You have to replace Mike Williams. That's a lot of lost production. But I would say that they could have taken a swing for maybe a guy of a higher ceiling than a Ladd McConkey. But you also need production in 2024. Do you not? You need a guy that can come in and can produce. And I think that Ladd McConkey brings that very quickly to the table. Junior Colson in the third round, pick number 69. I think that this is one of the most tremendous values on day two, in my opinion. I think you just got your middle linebacker for the next 6 to 7 years. Like, I think that is who Junior Colson is, man. 6'2 plus, 240 plus pounds, can play Mike because he's physical downhill. He could play Will because he has good pursuit quickness. And I think he could play Sam too if you needed to, although teams don't really play a 4-3 alignment much because it's just a sub-package error. But Junior Colson, I think, is a tremendous guy at pick number 69. Then you also got, and I mentioned this in our previous show, where we talked about our favorite values on day three, Cam Hart, pick 140, fifth rounds, who I think could be a starting corner for the Los Angeles Chargers, possibly some point in 2024, but if not, 2025, I think he's a starter. They also got Kamani Vidal later in the draft as well, running back out of Troy, because I know that they need to obviously get a little bit of youth movement there, because they just got a couple older guys to kind of supplement the production they lost from Austin Eckler. So this draft, I was incredibly impressed. I think that they clearly have an offensive identity, and Jim Harbaugh is putting his stamp on what he wants the Los Angeles Chargers to look like.
Very, very good draft class. I almost felt weird not including them in my like little tweet that I threw out of the four teams that I thought killed it. Yeah. The only thing that is weird for me is the Tarib still pick at number 137. That was a little weird. Brendan Rice, actually good value for taking him in the seventh round. I think that's great. But overall, you're talking about Ladd McConkey, who really, really impactful slot guy for them. And we knew that they needed a receiver. It was something that we've talked about a ton, that you come back around in the second round and see what's on the board. They didn't go receiver early in the first round. Instead, this is what they end up getting, which is great that they can turn around and say, hey, look, there's Ladd McConkey staring us in the face. Really like Junior Colson. Connection to Jim Harbaugh makes a ton of sense. The only thing, the only thing, and this is nitpicky.
Yes.
And I said this on the stream when we did the live stream. Joe Alt, it just bothers me a little bit that he is going to be playing right tackle and Rashawn Slater is your left tackle. I just don't know how this is going to pan out with their placement and the two of them playing together, because all I keep thinking of is Orlando Brown Jr., which is a very different circumstance. Uh-huh. He comes in, he slides in his draft class. He plays right tackle. He plays so well that he demands to get traded to go play a left tackle elsewhere. And then he was great with the Kansas City Chiefs. But my only point is if I'm Joe Alt, I'm not exactly excited that I am one of the most gifted left tackles to come into the NFL in the past 10 years. And I'm jumping right into playing right tackle. It's just, that's the only thing that bothers me. It's so stupid and nitpicky, and admitting it is. It's just, I have to bring it up.
But Joe, he's a rookie. He's 21 years old. You don't have the stay power to be like, nah, dude, I'm playing left tackle no matter what.
No. I'm not saying he's going to do that. I'm looking ahead when the contract comes up, when that fifth year of his contract and the negotiations are up and they're trying to negotiate. That's why I'm bringing it up.
Joe, who's the highest paid offensive tackle in the NFL right now?
It's Penei Sewell, right?
And what position does Penei Sewell play, Joe?
Right tackle.
Right. Exactly, man. Exactly. It's super nitpicky. I understand it, but it's super nitpicky. Super nitpicky. Yep.
My second one, I'm going to bring up. Baltimore Ravens. Same thing with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Awful drafts. Awful.
Yeah, draft. Terrible. Absolutely terrible. They didn't find a bunch of guys that fit their
offense. You know what's funny? Before you break it down, literally, you could include the Baltimore Ravens as a winner in a draft every single year since I was born. Not since I was born, because they were still the Cleveland Browns and then transition. But you get what my point. Since the beginning of the Baltimore Ravens regime, you could list them as a winner. It feels like it every single year.
We've only been doing the show for 3 years. This is the third time you and I have been recapping draft classes. And I'm like, I'm pretty certain. I know they were last year. And I'm almost certain the year prior, we also had the Baltimore. Because that was the year that they took Linderbaum and Kyle Hamilton.
Yeah.
So,
yes.
Here we are 3 years in a row. We throw a dart. If there was a way to place bets on like who would have the best draft classes, which wouldn't be a reality.
It's subjective. And you're right.
Right. Their draft class, though, to talk about it. Nate Wiggins, 4.28, 40-yard dash, 6'2" corner. Needs a little bit of work, but is really fluid. It's going to help him that if he does make mistakes, he's got one of the most athletic defenses playing around him. He can make mistakes and get away with it. He could end up purely by just osmosis of being in the same general vicinity of these guys, be a Pro Bowler because he's just on this defense. Roger Rosengarten, they moved on from Morgan Moses. They traded him. He could be, and I think should be, their starting right tackle come week one. High floor player, good athlete.
Possible.
Needs to add to the power profile a little bit. Deza Isaac, we talked about two shows ago. Prototypical pass rusher. Maybe he just starts out as situational, but high motor. Exactly what we look for. TJ Tampa might not be the starting outside corner opposite of Nate Wiggins just yet, but eventually I don't see why he wouldn't fall into that role. Physical, tall, is the nice opposite traits of Nate Wiggins because he's not as fluid, but if you're trying to go with somebody who's the more physical, punch you in the throat type of a press corner, opposite of the rangy, fluid, sticky coverage guy, it's a great blend. Last two picks in this, though, that I really loved, Devontae Walker, nice tertiary option in there. Not an amazing receiver, and I don't think it'll ever become a number one, but just could be a really productive, nice third option amongst a group that doesn't have the height that he brings. Rasheen Ali, nice secondary option to Derrick Henry, man. That's a great add to the end of their running back room. BetOnline remains your top spot for all of your live betting action and contests. NFL, college football, UFC, NHL are all in full swing. BetOnline is your number one source for wagering news, odds, trends, and predictions with both desktop and mobile access at any time. Head to BetOnline today and use promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, for 50% off your first deposit. That is a 50% welcome bonus. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Number 165, and I truly believe that we'd be talking about Rasheen Ali probably more in the late third, early fourth round range rather than the fifth round range, if not for the injury, obviously, that cost him the ability to test. Joe, there was one time when we were going, when we were covering the Senior Bowl this year, Daniel Jeremiah had talked about Devontae Walker as if he was going to be a first round pick. And then obviously he had a really bad Senior Bowl and his process was just kind of going down after that, right? But getting him in the fourth round, tremendous value. I mean, at worst, you got a kid that's 6'1" plus that runs 4.3 high, 4.4 flat, and can win down the field. I mean, I think that that is a really good overall pick. And I would say this, we talk about value, Joe. We always talk about how the Baltimore Ravens just sit there and they don't mess up and they don't overthink things, right? Well, the pick, the second round pick of Roger Rosengarten, which was number 62. Do you know that he was picked seven picks after the Miami Dolphins drafted Patrick Paul from Houston?
Yeah, bro.
They literally drafted the better offensive tackle seven picks later because you know what Miami did? They went for the flash.
But this is my point. Everyone always around them, a couple picks around them, a few picks around him, overthinks everything. Like you're talking about bigger physical profile or a lot of times teams will just reach because they're thinking to themselves, oh my God, we don't want to miss out on so-and-so because we don't think he'll be there in the second round. And they just wait patiently. Sorry, continue though. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No. You're 100% correct. I mean, it literally, you are preying off of teams. You're preying off of decision makers. The Baltimore Ravens do that every single year. Miami, again, they saw the 6'7" plus, 330 pounds, 36 inch arms, Patrick Paul. They're like, that guy, man, could that guy be good? He's a mystery box. Buddy, he could be really good. Meanwhile, the Baltimore Ravens sit back and are like, you know what? Like, Roger Rosengarten isn't quite as body beautiful as Patrick Paul, but you know what he is, though, Joe? He's better. Good. Like, he's just a better player. Like, he's just flat out a better football player. So let other teams overthink. We will find the value. We will let good players fall to us. That is how the Baltimore Ravens always operated. My next team, Joe, which is a team that is never on the winners list. Never. Chicago Bears, man. Chicago Bears. I think they did a lot of the same things we just applauded Baltimore for. They let good players fall to them and they didn't overthink it, right? Yep. One, Caleb Williams. Obviously, you let the best player fall to you because you have the number one overall pick, whatever. Number nine, you let chaos happen in front of you with Michael Penix and what the heck was that? And you stayed composed and you said, you know what? We're going to take Roma Dunze because Roma Dunze is exactly what we need. We have DJ Moore, intermediate, explosive yak guy, along with Keenan Allen, who is a intermediate separator with nuance and understanding of how to attack leverage. But we don't have an outside receiver that can consistently win down the field with length and athleticism. Well, you had that guy, right? Roma Dunze is that guy. And then you followed it up, Joe. I thought that this was tremendous. Third round, 75 overall, Karan Abangaji from Yale falls to them at 75. And I'm here to tell everyone that if Karan Abangaji did not have a quad injury this year and cost him the entirety of the draft process outside of him being able to do position drills at the pro day, he's probably a second round pick, I believe. I think that that probably happens. But regardless, their 75th overall pick, I think that he could be future tackle for you. Maybe your left tackle of the future in a couple of years if he's seasoned well, developed properly. Or he could play guard this year. He can play guard because he's a physically dense and explosive kid that can definitely play in tighter spaces. So Karan Abangaji, look, they took a punter in this draft. And I know a lot of people frown upon that, right? They took Torrey Taylor from Iowa. But Joe, you know what they did though? They took a specialist, but you know what they did?
They took the best one. Let's go.
We actually saw a bunch of specialists drafted. No long snappers, but a bunch of kickers and there was a punter, you know, so Torrey Taylor. I mean, again, fourth round pick on a punter. I'll push back on that one. Sure. But like you took the absolute best specialist in the class. And then last one, Joe, fifth round, number 144 overall. They let Austin Booker fall to them, the edge out of Kansas, who had some late day two buzz. Like if he would have went late third rounds, I would not have been shocked at all. I actually talked to his agent about this conversation. I'm like, what the heck's happening? He's like, I have no idea, bro. Like, no idea why Austin's falling a little bit. So you found value there. You need an edge opposite Montez Sweat long-term. If you're able to put a good amount of weight on Austin Booker and continue to improve his technical side, I think that kid has a lot of untapped potential as a pass rusher. So for me, you found your quarterback of the future, obviously. You found your wide receiver one of the future. You may have found a starting offensive tackle of the future, and you probably found a defensive end that's going to contribute, and maybe have the best punter in the NFL in a couple of years. Who knows? But regardless, Chicago Bears, man, they did a really good job, in my opinion, despite only having
passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
how about Cap'n Crunch's Crunchberries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunchberry.
No!
No one steals my Crunchberries.
I think you mean my Crunchberries. Choose your own Crunchventure with Cap'n Crunch.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
5 picks.
Yeah. Not a lot of draft picks. I think there certainly could be some disdain for not using that fourth rounder on another position of need. But outside of Caleb Williams getting the best player in the draft, best quarterback in the draft, you're adding to the receiver room with a guy who eventually takes over for Keenan Allen, which probably won't be there for super long. The weapons that you have for Caleb Williams to succeed are great. Amagaji could start, I think should start. Maybe it's the middle of the season, the end of the season, somewhere at that point. Very underrated player in this class because we didn't get to see him do any pre-draft stuff. I'm obviously a little overexcited about Torrey Taylor, but in all seriousness, having a weapon like Torrey Taylor is rare to come by in a punter. Good punters are not like good kickers. In the sense that a lot of times good kickers in college typically stink in the NFL. Like Roberto Aguayo is the perfect example. It doesn't translate. Good punters, there's nothing that changes from the NFL to college.
Right.
You're not entering higher pressure situations. You're not entering spots where, you know, there's bigger, faster guys bearing down on your kicks. Obviously, that's going to be the case in on punts. But if you got a big leg and you've got good ball placement like Torrey Taylor does, it's going to translate. It's going to enter, it's going to show up at the next level. Perfect blend of power, accuracy. I know this is not the breakdown anyone thought that they were going to get. I know my
this is the uniqueness though, man. This is the uniqueness of the podcast.
Exactly. Yeah. I actually might buy a Torrey Taylor jersey just for the bit because I love Torrey Taylor. The last one though, you brought up Austin Booker, was a guy that you and I both really liked.
Yep.
The power, the motor, it's all there. It's just consistency wasn't. I think he's the great example of some teams and the Bears benefiting from this. Some teams just overthinking things. As we said with all these other teams that did well around the overthink, a lot of guys that were probably UDFAs and other classes that went in the beginning of the fifth round and later. And Austin Booker just took a hit because of some guys getting shifted up because of that.
Agreed. Yeah, it was kind of a weird edge class a little bit, man. Jaleek's Hunt went where I thought he should have gone, late third round, but then
Right. Some
guys just fell a little bit, man. And Gabriel Murphy from UCLA didn't even get drafted. Did you see that one? That was a little bit of an interesting one. I know he's a little bit of a tweener, but I mean, that was still kind of like
surprised me. Jonah Ellis got picked really high for where I thought he was going to go.
You hate Jonah Ellis, man. You're not.
I don't hate Jonah Ellis. I just. Like, I thought that was a backup defensive end. I don't see starting upside there with Jonah Ellis.
Well, it appears that he's going to be playing a lot of snaps moving forward. So we'll see how it works, I suppose.
We'll see. At Joe DeLeon, at Rising Draft, folks, thanks for tuning in. We appreciate it. Hit the subscribe button. We're going to do probably one more putting the pin in it episode on the 2024 NFL Draft on Monday as we digest, catch our breath. That's 2025. We're going on to 2025, baby. We're the only sickos doing it. We'll talk to you later. Enjoy the rest of your week.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunchberries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on.
Lunch Island. He's Sean LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last crunch berry.
No!
No one steals my crunch berries.
I think you mean my crunch berries. Choose your own crunch venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Here you are. BPMs high, sweat dripping, body moving, tongue panting. You're working hard, real hard, and you're thirsty. You need vitamins, nutrients for peak performance and energy.
And your plants do too. Aw, I mean, just look at the little guy. Water-soluble plant food from Miracle-Gro is full of essential nutrients. Just a little scoop into your watering can and boom, instant feeding and bigger, more beautiful plants. It's kind of like a sports drink for your plants. You may have to suffer from heat, but your plants do not.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.